from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See store and jared.com for details.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, gym class for a Wednesday coming your way here on KGYM. It's Caddy Smack Day. We will talk golf. Brian Haas joining us here in studio. Dave Rowe from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses is going to join us coming up as well. Your questions for Brian about your game since the weather has turned and we're all out playing golf. We'll get to all that coming up before 4 o'clock. Talk about the news of the day as well. It's all next right here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. It is a Wednesday edition of the gym class coming your way here on KGYM. No rain as of yet. We could use some, that's for sure. A few places got it last night, but we don't need the severe weather to go with it. And they are calling for the chance of some severe weather coming up a little bit later on. In fact, if you are a track aficionado, the Mississippi Valley Conference is already moved the divisional track meets that were set for tomorrow night back to Friday. That just coming out in the last half hour or so from Craig Heagle down at West High, as and Chris Deem over at Jefferson, as all four of the divisional meets have been moved from Thursday to Friday. Tonight's Iowa baseball game against Western Illinois has been canceled due to the possibility of severe storms or storms coming in. So no game tonight between Iowa and Western Illinois. Conspiracy theorists are already out there talking about the fact that that might not be the only reason. But, yeah, what a game last night between Iowa and Missouri. Unless you're a pitching coach, and then it was probably the worst thing that you could have imagined out there. But Missouri came back to beat Iowa last night 17-16. Going to get to your golf questions. Going to talk some golf with you on Caddy Smack here on the Wednesday edition of the gym class here on KGYM. But as usual, we start things off with the news of the day and other things. We've got Major League Baseball going on right now. And the game in St. Louis has just gone final. The Cardinals with another one-run victory over the White Sox. Good pitching performance on both sides. Lucas Giolito for the White Sox. But the Cardinals get the victory 3-2, a Martinez home run and a Dexter Fowler home run in that one for the Redbirds. They've moved to the 10th inning in Detroit. Detroit and Tampa are tied 2-2. Mark, who is on the mound for your Minnesota Twins today?
That would be Fernando Romero, making his big league debut through 5 2/3 scoreless. Romero pitched briefly in Cedar Rapids in 2014 and 16, and although he threw a lot of pitches, he looked good, and it was a much-needed performance, the Twins winning 4-0 over Toronto today.
Not gaining anything because Cleveland has beaten Texas 12-4, but still, it's a start. You got to have a start. Games in progress elsewhere right now. They're going to the sixth inning at Wrigley Field. Colorado leading the Cubs 6-1. Yu Darvish with another not-good performance, and he got booed off the mound today in Chicago. It's early. That's all I can say. And at the end of the first inning, the Giants have put a 3-spot up on the Padres. It's already 3-0. Some Iowa basketball news, and you can read into this as you will. As we talked about this, Tyler Cook, it has been leaked out that he has some workout schedule with several NBA teams that will be going into the month of June. Now, the deadline to come out of the draft, the end of the month of May. But Fran McCaffrey said, well, June 10th is what they're talking. Now, there's speculation going on if there's no such thing as an extension. So there's a lot of speculation out there in social media, social networking land, that perhaps Tyler Cook has made his decision already. And if you read between the lines, you can kind of figure out what decision he has made that he will not be coming back to the university.
Well, there's two different deadlines. May 30th is the deadline for you to say you're coming back to your school and retain that eligibility. After that, you're considered,
draft eligible.
Gone. And then June 10th is the deadline, I believe, for you to declare formally for the NBA draft.
Yeah. So, like I said, read into that as you will. And perhaps Tyler Cook has made his intentions known that he will not be coming back to the Iowa basketball team. We're going to talk more about this coming up tomorrow on the show. Dave Kogan's going to join us as well, and we're going to talk about this a little bit. But interesting story today on CBSSports.com, and that is the fact that Nigel Hayes, a former Wisconsin Badger star, he says that the Badgers and himself, they nearly boycotted the Syracuse game in the ACC Big Ten shootout back in 2016. And due to the fact that Hayes and the rest of his teammates feel like they were exploited by the university.
How?
See, I don't want to get into this today so much as tomorrow, but
I can't wait for tomorrow.
I want to hear both sides of this today and tomorrow, mainly tomorrow, but they were going to sit out that game. And this is a quote from Nigel Hayes, quote, "In hindsight, I think those guys that said no would change their minds now." That usually is what happens. The guys who don't go on to the NBA, once they leave college, they look back and say, "Wow, I was exploited, and now I have nothing to show for it. So I think we missed our opportunity, but hopefully this gets the word out and it will inspire a group of kids that are in college now or will be in college," unquote. You're smiling.
Go away, Nigel. on that tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to hit that hard tomorrow here on the show, barring any breaking news coming up, but just to get your thoughts about it. And we'll have more time on that coming up tomorrow. But it's a very, very interesting case study going on right there. Also, more on the kickoff situation here before we get to a break, as the NFL kickoffs are going to be back for 2018. They have already said that is going to be the case. We knew that was going to be the case, but there's going to be changes in the offing. There is no doubt about that. Among the possibilities would be no running start for the kicking team, eliminating the two-man wedge. Only three players are allowed to go deep on a kickoff. Things like that. So they haven't tried my idea yet of putting the kicking guys, what, on the 30 or 35-yard line on the other side, waiting for the ball to go over, get a signal they can go, so they only have like a 5 to 10-yard, you know, area where they hit instead of getting a 40, 50-yard head start and running into somebody. So I'm saving that one. Maybe I'll be a billionaire at this time next year, Mark.
I just think they're overthinking the room. I mean, how long is football been around and kickoff's been around? I understand the safety concerns these days, and rightfully so. Short of just not kicking off at all and giving the other team the ball in the 25, I mean, it's a big part of the game sometimes, including the onside kick, and nobody's spoken to that aspect of it.
No, they haven't spoken about that aspect of it. So we'll see how it plays out. But, yeah, a lot of things to discuss in the future, I think, as far as our kickoffs are concerned.
Already getting some questions for Brian Haas as we segue into our segment.
Everybody's out there playing.
Caddy smack. But we did have a combined no-hitter at Veterans Memorial Stadium last night, Scott, as you know. The Colonels combining on a no-hitter, the 14th in club history. And that's the subject of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Is a combined no-hitter an impressive feat? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Thanks to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Brian Haas has registered a yes.
I've registered a yes.
Okay.
And Rick's yes. He's got a yes in there as well. We have not one, but two four-packs of tickets to give away because of our little snafu with the phones yesterday, which was not our fault, by the way. Talked to a lot of people today. Citywide. It was a paralyzed phone service yesterday. So, at any rate, if you missed it, we're going to have Dan Shonka on Friday. We're going to talk about the draft, what he thought about it. And then we will have Mr. Petriello coming up on Tuesday to talk some Major League Baseball with you next week. So we got those guys rescheduled and ready to go. But we did not have a chance to give away our two four-packs of tickets for Colonels Baseball for a game this month of May at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Maybe you'll get to see another no-hitter. Or maybe you'll get to see an 18-17 game. That's what makes baseball so much fun and the grand game that it is. So what we're going to do right now before we get into our break, before we get into Caddy Smack, is this. Kyle Mann is across the glass, and he is going to take not one but two winners today for Colonels tickets. 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. We'll go caller 6 and 7 here today and get you all set up and ready to go. We'll let you know who our winners are. We'll come back. We'll get into Caddy Smack after this here at KGYM.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are ya? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to PACO, DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
There are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa. Everyone is invited to St. Andrew's opening party on Sunday, May 20th. There's an optional Wednesday game on Sunday for a $30 entry fee with a shotgun start at 9 a.m. Then from 1 until 3, St. Andrew's supplies a shrimp in an open bar and you bring along a covered dish. A short program will also be held at 2 o'clock. Remember, the golf is optional, the public is welcome, and the party is a free bar and shrimp. Just bring a covered dish on May 20th at St. Andrew's Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swann.
Yeah, the panel is assembled, ready to go. 17 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swann from Smart FM. He'll be in and out here. We're going to talk with Dave Rowe, the City of Cedar Rapids golf course is coming up here in just a little bit. And, of course, our resident pro, Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, joining us here in studio to answer your golf questions once again. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's 78 degrees outside.
It's nice, isn't it?
I know.
Can't beat that.
Finally.
Now if we can get some little bit of rain.
Yes.
Everybody needs a little bit of rain.
We are. We're all a little bit dry, but golf courses have that luxury of creating their own rain. So we're all in good shape, but the natural stuff is the best.
Indeed. By the way, Ryan and Robbins, Justin and Cedar Rapids, they are the winners of our Colonels tickets today. So thank you very much for calling in. We do appreciate it out there. 319-366-1600. That is our text line, the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers text line. And it's brought to you by Hertin & Stocker Jewelers on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. And you can give us a call as well at 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in as we talk some golf with you here on the program today. And we're on the eve of the Wells Fargo, guys, and that's a big one. Not a major, obviously, but Quail Hollow did host the PGA last year. Justin Thomas won it. By the way, Justin Thomas helped out with a marriage proposal today
I missed that at the
Pro-Am. It was all over the social networking. So she said yes. Not Justin getting married, but somebody that enlisted Justin Thomas's help.
Wow.
So there you go. Did fine. He got that all taken care of. So check that off the list out there. Tiger's back.
Yep.
And yet again, another, Tiger shot high 60s today in the Pro-Am. Oh, my gosh. Look great. Look great.
Yeah,
he's had some good outings, Scott.
I'm not saying he hasn't, how long is this going to go on that we have to?
For a while.
I call it Tiger
TV. Get used
to
it.
He's Tiger TV.
Yeah, you got to get used to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Delivers the ratings.
Delivers the people.
And he's playing well.
Yeah. Got a new set of irons this week, though. That should be very interesting.
He's pretty picky, though. I'm willing to bet that the new set of irons mimic his old set of irons pretty close.
I would agree. And I wanted to ask you this. They played the Zurich last week, and guys, weigh in, if you will. And it's a team event. I think it's great. I think it's a lot of fun to put it right in the middle of the PGA season like that. The guys seem to like it. So I think it's fantastic for the world of golf.
I think you're going to have mixed emotions over that. I'm on the opposite end of that. I would struggle with forcing somebody to count on me. sense. And even at my best play, I would still worry about that. And I think that's a little tougher. But they're playing week in and week out. Most of these guys are fully exempt. And so it's more of a fun week for them. So I could see it that way, too. They're probably going to make dollars at it no matter what they do.
As a viewer, it's fun to watch.
Right.
I could see as a player where it would mess with you a little bit. But to sit around and watch it, I think it's fun.
And I think it's harder too on the up and coming players that are coming into the tour, because finding a partner and a partner that can play well enough and compete against some of these stronger teams, that gets difficult.
Do you get mad at your partner? I wonder if they get secretly, after the round or something like that, if they get a little upset with one another.
I don't think so. I think more so they feel bad for that player for having to put them into that position and vice versa. I just think it's a tough spot. And then again, like I mentioned before, that having two younger players having to play together because everybody is already paired up on you, it's hard to get those teams to be more even across the board.
Ask you about college golf for a minute here, Brian. I think, Scott, regional selections this afternoon.
4:30, I believe, on the Golf Channel.
Iowa finishing third, barely, in the Big Ten Championships, but really a brilliant second round to position themselves to make a run at a high finish. And my question is, has Iowa done enough to advance?
Boy, I think that helps. It definitely helps. And as we were talking before, the progression that they've had throughout this season, it will help as well. They're definitely on the edge, and it's really going to depend on what the other teams have done as well. If there's any teams that have shown digression, then I think they have a chance in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really a squeaker. They're going to be one of the last two or three teams to get in if they get in. So.
I agree, and the reason I think they would get in also is because they have a strong history over the last few years of getting in. And have done okay, and done fair at it. So I think if they look at that record, they would most likely keep them over a team that maybe hasn't been in a while.
There's no question what's happening in Ames. Iowa State's going to the regionals.
Yeah, they're rocking.
Yeah, they're going to be fine. And they had a very good Big 12 tournament. When you talk about the Texases and the Oklahoma States, and Oklahoma's
Big 12 is good golf.
Very good golf. A little bit more Sun Belt-ish, obviously, but Iowa State has proven. Frank Lindwell, what a job by the former Cedar Rapids Washington product. 65 at Southern Hills is nothing to sneeze at.
Not at all. Wow. 65 on any golf course is nothing to sneeze at, but at Southern Hills, that's tremendous.
Before Rick gets his question in, 50-16 on the Hurtin & Stocker Jeweler text line, that's 319-366-1600 for you, Brian. How do I correct the outside-in swing path that results in a terrible slice? And then conversely, the hook snap.
The hook snap.
Snap hook.
Yeah. So the snap hook is really your outside in swing with a shut face.
Is it?
Is really what that is. Yeah. A severely shut face.
Yeah. You're just flying through it.
Right. You're just following that same path.
I don't even want to hear that.
Right. I don't either. Right. That's most good players' nightmare. But more times than not, your body is, if for a right-handed player, is directionally left. So your shoulders are left, your hips are left, your feet might be okay, but your body is usually directionally left. So then your club will follow your body. So for most players, if you kick your hips closed, it'll feel closed to you, but square until they get to your toe line and take your shoulders with it, you'll naturally start swinging more from the inside or get a lot closer to down the line. Down the line is not physically possible. We all swing a little bit inside or a little bit outside. Zero is not really an option. So typically, if you just get your hips kicked in to match your toes and your shoulders to match your hips, then you can start swinging more from that inside line.
Yeah.
You want to get your question in before we talk today?
I was just talking to Brian about how to play out of different kind of lies. Off the green. And I've encountered this type of grass before. I don't know what type of grass it is, but it's more of a fluffy feel in the ball. Doesn't really sink in. You got half the ball sticking out. There's nothing really underneath the ball but more grass.
Right. So you have about a ball's worth of space under the ball before it touches the ground.
And I encountered it last year and encountered it last weekend. I've yet to figure out how to play out of that.
Right. And the hard part is if you test too much around it, you have a chance of that ball falling down, which would be a penalty.
Right.
So you have to be careful with that. So you really got to observe how your ball is sitting there. Most of the time, if you drop loft, so if you're usually chipping with a high lofted wedge, a sand wedge or a lob wedge, drop down another loft so that you have less loft. It won't slide under quite as easily, and you'll catch more of the upper part of the face in case you do go down. So if you have the opportunity to bump and run it a little bit more and drop to like a 9-iron, something like that, that'll catch more face of the club, and it won't pop up or slide under quite so much.
So is the key hitting the ball first then, or are you sweeping it still?
You're still sweeping it. Most likely you're going to want to sweep it, because if you hit down even, you're going to catch so high in the face of that club before the club bottoms out on the ground and the ball touches the face.
Okay.
So better off sweeping it. So sometimes choking down a little bit, maybe an inch,
right,
so that you don't ground out the club, and try to keep your body in the same place. So once you get yourself set, ground your club, choke up the inch, but don't change your posture position of your chest so that you don't ground the club out and you're kind of just sweeping across the top of the grass.
You mentioned posture, and you subscribe to the PGA theory, posture, grip, and alignment. Rick, you talk about it. And that's from
Rick
Brian,
mutters
actually.
It before he hits a shot, by the way.
Yeah.
I said that a few times.
PGA.
PGA.
I want to ask you about posture. What do you mean? What do you mean by posture, and why is it so important?
Well, that allows you to move the club freely around your body. So a player that's shoulders are all curled inward toward their chest, and they're more humped over than they are standing straight up, That gets them in a locked position. So then the club can only go certain directions. If you think about the most elite athlete you've ever met, when they walked into the room, they didn't come in all hunched over, head down, and looking like, you know, the world just sat on them. They walk in the room, their chest is up, their chin is up, and they look like they own the world.
Right.
They have good posture, and it's naturally given to them. That's God-given. But we can all create that posture. We can throw our shoulders back, get our chest out, and then bend at the waist, as opposed to bending in our shoulders and in our back. And that gets you in a much better posture position. That also allows the club to swing freely around you in any direction. So if whatever direction we move our hips and our shoulders to get into that posture and get our shoulders back, the club will follow whatever direction we give it.
Your rear end's supposed to be like sitting on the edge of a seat?
Yeah, it's kind of it's going to change for every player a little bit. But for the most part, if you want to feel like you're at the free throw line. So if you put a basketball in your hand, and most of us listening have shot a free throw, and you step up to the line, hold that basketball, and you look up at that rim, if I take away that basketball at that point before you're ready to shoot and put a golf club in your hand, it's the same position.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Get that balance.
Yeah, it's a
correct.
Good, it's a forward balance, and you're not on your heels, but you're not really on your toes. Your chest is kind of up, because now you got to bring that basketball up to make that shot. And the same thing, your chest should be back and your chest is out and your shoulders are back so that you can make a good turn with your upper body.
Another couple questions on the text line. Brian, do pros like pro-ams?
It varies. Yeah, some do. Everybody knows the golf professional that is very outgoing and loves to talk to everybody. Yes, that person just absolutely loves it. You also have players that use it as their practice round. They may not necessarily love it, but a lot of times there's a few dollars involved in the pro-am. So it gives them a practice round and an opportunity to put a couple dollars in their pocket. So I can't say every player loves it.
Yeah.
I enjoy them, but I like hanging out with everybody, learning what they do for a living and helping them out a little bit with their golf game as we play along. I don't take them too seriously. I use it as a practice round as well. So then that way, as long as they don't expect me to go shoot zero, we're out having fun.
Right.
8650 on the text line. Brian, normally I play a slight draw on my drives, but so far this year I'm having more of a fade slice or complete push to the right. Am I just too far ahead in my swing? Suggestions.
So possibly a little too far ahead with your hips is a good possibility. You might be bringing the club too far inside. So swing the club a little bit more across the line and see if that gives you a tiny little cut, and then try some spots in between there. Most of the time when you're hitting straight pushes, you're swinging too far inside and you can't get the club face square enough to get that come back around enough. So try to get the club down the line a little bit more.
There you go. More of your questions coming up here in just a little bit. 3:29 on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We're going to take a break, come back. Dave Rowe from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Course is going to join us, and we'll talk about what's going on at the four municipal golf courses here in Cedar Rapids. So stay tuned. More to come after this. You're listening to KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour Bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tap and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic and a filter for $32.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
I was never the fastest, never the biggest, never the strongest, but I never let that stop me. I never lost my focus.
NFL Draft. The first round selection is...
Passion moves us forward. It's how you think, it's how we think. Courtyard by Marriott, official hotel of the NFL.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
3:32, back with you on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way, talking golf with you here on KGYM. Top Bravo Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here this evening. 319-366-1600 if you have a question, comment, anything in the world of golf. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line here on KGYM. And we welcome in Dave Rowe here from the city of Cedar Rapids. And Dave's first year, I believe first year in there as far as you're the head honcho, aren't you?
The interim for now.
Interim. But yeah. We hope you get to keep it.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll know soon. We're waiting on a director to get hired, and then we'll find out for sure which direction they want to go.
Absolutely. Well, lots of things to talk about as far as the four courses here in the city of Cedar Rapids anyway, and everything is up, open, and ready for people to come out.
Yep, they're open, and it's been exciting. It took a while this winter to go away, but finally when it did, the courses have been busy, and everybody's definitely got the itch to get out and play.
Any particular changes to the four municipal courses or clubhouse course, what have you?
The major change this year is that with the retirement of Lisa Miller and me taking in that position, the pros are in charge of two courses this year. So Steve Charters is now the pro over top of Gardner and Twin Pines, which he'll normally be housed at Gardner for the most part. And then Mark McMahon is the pro at Ellis and Jones, and his primary location will be Ellis. And then also one of the changes that was going through last year is the hole number 15 at Twin Pines will be opening up soon. They rebuilt the green there and the tee, and the green's getting pretty close to being able to open that up. So that'll be a nice addition.
That's a long Edgewood Road there.
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. And I will. The last time I played it, I birdied it. So I will be in the senior city am. So I will have that. It was playing as a par three back then, but. At any rate, it's good to see that out there. Right now, you've got a lot of things going on. You've got the opening. You've got high school golfers out there. You got some college golfers out on your golf courses. So, but there's still plenty of opportunity for people to go out.
Yeah, the high schools are normally tee off around 3:30, 4 o'clock. Usually, if people come out this time of year, we can get them off the backside as well, and they can play the back first. With the high schools in the front, but it's a good idea to call ahead to see what's going on, especially this season. The high schools are making up a lot of meets, so they're getting rescheduled and stuff. So it's a good idea to check out the courses before you go out in the afternoon to play.
One of the hot topics, Dave, has been Jones and its issues with flooding and whatnot and what to do about that. And tell us where that stands right now. All 18 open. Any decisions on the table?
Right now, Jones is completely open, all 18 holes, and it's in great shape. Pretty much everything's kind of on hold right now, probably until it floods again, which we hope, knock on wood, it doesn't.
Never happens.
but as far as play right now, the course is in great shape, and I recommend getting out there and playing. As always, it's kind of the hidden gem. Because people kind of forget about it when it goes through the floods, but they've done a good job of getting it back in shape.
16, man. I don't know.
I was just having a conversation on the phone with a guy today, and he was talking about 16.
Yeah, five iron.
Hey, that's my – you can't steal that. That's my patented way to play the thing. Out there. And yeah, you mentioned the four courses, and you've got kind of moving people around as far as the pros are concerned. Still everything in the clubhouses, though. I know that people can go and they can find a good selection right there for whatever they need.
Yeah, this year we kind of went away from clothing and shoes, but we still have clubs, balls, the accessory, that kind of items. And we're trying to do a lot more fittings. So if you're interested in clubs, go out to the courses. It's better to get fitted. Get clubs that fit you, and it'll improve your game. We're doing fittings for Titleist at Ellis Golf Course, Cobra out at Twin Pines, Ben Montgomery, the PGA out there can fit you for those. And then out at Gardner, he has fitting for Callaway and Ping.
Yeah. So whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do, good place to go out there. And you got a full calendar this year, a lot of events that are going to take place?
Yeah, it's pretty busy. The first one this summer, our City Am will be the Women's City Am, which will be June 15th and 16th. We went back to a Friday-Saturday from a Thursday-Friday that we had last year. And then the first weekend in August will be the Senior and Men's City Am. And we're going to do it like we did last year, where the seniors will play on one course the first 2 days, and then the Open will play on a different two, and then we'll combine them for the last round at Ellis.
Any thoughts of the – I know in the past they've been on separate weekends. Any thoughts of going back to that, or is this kind of be the way it's going to be from here on in?
I kind of see it being this way. We got a lot of positive comments. I mean, at first people were a little leery of it, but there was a lot of good comments. having them all finish at the same place on that last day and kind of recognizing all the winners. So I have a feeling that this will be kind of the way that it'll stay.
Yeah.
There have been budget concerns in Cedar Rapids Golf. And Dave, I'm not breaking any new ground there, but getting rid of merchandise and shoes, is that part of trying to tackle a budgetary issue?
Yeah, that's one of them. It's with clothing and shoes, it's really hard to compete anymore with your retail stores around and especially online. A lot of these companies clear out their inventories and give them to online companies to sell them. They can sell them so cheap that it's hard to compete with that.
Yeah.
And that's, I think not only you guys, but everybody kind of in that boat a little bit anyway. And a lot of good time to play right now. If you get a little rain, the courses look fantastic when you go by out there.
Yeah, they're in great shape. It's taken a little while to green up compared to the years in the past, but it's starting to green up. If we get a little rain here the next couple of days and then some warm temperatures, you'll see the grass pop.
Now, I know you got a website out there that people can visit to set up tee times or answer all their questions, I know.
Yeah, playcedarrapidsgolf.com is the website that we have. That's kind of changed a little bit this year. We're now connected with the city, but it's still the same playcedarrapidsgolf.com. But when you go into it, you'll see a different look. A little easier to navigate, I think. But like I've put in some of my newsletters, if people have troubles finding their way around, please just let the pros know or myself know, and we can help you find stuff.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys want to be, very approachable, very friendly, like you said. Not that you weren't in the past or anything, not to assert that, but that you want to be there to answer the golfers' questions and their needs.
Yeah, that's correct. That's one of the parts moving inside that I will miss is that one-on-one with the golfers a lot. But I have a lot of good contacts with that, which helps, and I plan on getting out to the courses more and communicating with the golfers. But if they have anything, questions or anything, I'm always free to give me a call at the golf office.
Yeah. Check out the calendar, too, because there are a lot of events, I know. Best shots, whatever the case may be, that people can sign up for.
Yeah, the Crandic tour that's running through Iowa and Iowa City and Cedar Rapids has an event coming up at Ellis the first week of June, I believe it is. So look for entry to get into that.
Yeah. Well, if we do well this weekend, we'll we'll see how it plays out. We're not gonna promise anything yet, but I think we'll be all right coming through this weekend. And give the website one more time.
PlayCedarRapids.com or PlayCedarRapidsGolf.com.
Yep, and stop on by the Forest City courses. And Dave, appreciate you stopping by and keep up the great work and hopefully a very banner 2018 here in Cedar Rapids for the golf courses.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right. We'll take a quick break, come back, and answer more of your questions here on Caddy Smack. 319-366-1600. You can give us a call. You can send us your questions on the text line. So stay with us. More to come right after this here on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's the good times roll.
It's Kentucky Derby night at the Colonels this Saturday. The gates open at 5 for fans to watch the race on the biggest TV in Cedar Rapids. The first 1,000 fans will receive a Colonels Hyper Color Cup. And don't forget our post-game fireworks. Visit Colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Had a couple of drinks watching today's game? Should you be behind the wheel? Buzzed driving is drunk driving. It's easy to tell when someone has had too much to drink. But what about when someone has too many to drive? The legal limit in Iowa is 0.08, and law enforcement is cracking down on all drivers behind the wheel and over the limit. Don't underestimate your limit. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Smart FM, your We Will Rock You. We are the champions. Start me up. Taking care of business. Welcome to the jungle. Hot-blooded. Rock and roll all night. Freebird, don't stop believing. Back in black. Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. Station. On Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Back with the Uncaddy Smack here on the Gym Class and KGYM. Thanks to Dave Rowe from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses for joining us here. Scott Unesh, Mark Dukes, Brian Haas here in studio. Rick will be back with us coming up. And your questions out there for Brian to help your game. 319-366-1600 as we get ready for Wells Fargo Invitational coming up this weekend. Principal Charity Classics about a month out. In Des Moines, that's coming up around the corner.
It comes fast.
Yeah, it does. And interesting. We can kick this around if we have some time before 4 o'clock, but we knew that there was going to be changes on the PGA calendar. The PGA Championship is going to go to May starting next year. They're talking about maybe adding a Detroit venue, maybe eliminating one. It's going to be interesting to see, but the schedule is going to look a lot different next year. So.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a change just for the sake of change, just so it doesn't get mundane. And I think you're going to see a lot of that, just like the two person event.
Yeah. Yep. We got some questions.
We do. I have a couple myself, but let's get to the text line 4746 question for Brian. I've always used my highest lofted wedge, currently 58 degree, out of the sand, but I've heard people say the middle lofted wedge is best. That'd be 54 for me. What does Brian recommend?
You know, that's going to...
Situational.
Right, definitely situational. Obviously, the less loft, you're going to hit it a little further, or you have the opportunity to hit it further. So it really depends how far you open up your wedge, that sort of thing. So a lot of players don't necessarily know what bounce they have. And if their bounce is maybe a larger bounce, so say a 14-degree bounce or a 12-degree bounce in their 54-degree wedge, that might be a better bunker club than, say, they had an 8-degree lob wedge. So really, you got to take a look at your bounce. The more bounce you have, the larger that number is. So call it 14. That's going to be your better bunker club. And so take a look at your bounces on your wedges. That'll be kind of your helpful hint. And then how far you flare that wedge open is really going to determine how much more bounce you're adding to that club to make it even possibly a better bunker club, depending how much of a digger or sweeper you are.
Now, you don't want to go into a bunker and just grab the same club every time. You want to see what lie you have. You want to see how much distance you have, where you have to hit it to.
I typically bring both my 54 and 58. Mine happen to be 55 and 60 are my two wedges, and I bring them both with me and determine what it is.
Patrick on the text line, best tip for a baseball player who swings the golf club like a baseball player.
Okay.
Join the club, Patrick.
Say that question again.
Best tip. Patrick has been a baseball player, but he swings a golf club
like
he's on a baseball
player.
Diamond, yeah.
Well, that one I'd have to see, to be honest, because a baseball player can be a good golfer.
Hockey players are usually great golfers.
Typically, they are, but if you think about a slap shot in hockey, they get on that forward skate and they make that move toward their target, the net, or wherever they're moving the puck to. A golfer does the same thing. They move to that forward leg and move toward the target. Baseball players, though, there's a lot of different styles there that will work. But I believe the players that hit it out of the park are more in their back leg, and the players that are hitting ground balls and balls in the infield or into the outfield that are more lower, they move more towards center or forward. So you need to be in that more forward position. So most of the time your baseball swing will work. You just got to make sure you're moving forward into the target. Baseball players tend to get a little wide in their stance, so they got to start to narrow up a little bit so they can make that move forward.
And they tend to kind of swing up, try to help the ball
right.
a little bit more.
Hit it out of the park kind of scenario, where a golf club is, the club needs to go down for the ball to climb up.
John from Tiffin on the text line, I have a question for the pro. On my backswing, I tend to sway back versus rotating at the hips. Any tips?
Ooh, don't do that. So really, you do need to rotate around yourself. So if you could imagine putting a rod right through your spine into the ground, you'd want to be able to rotate around that rod. That's the kind of the best way to look at it. You can have a little bit of movement to your right for right-handed players as you're moving backwards into the top of the swing. I like to measure it by using from your nose to your ear. So an allowable space would be if your nose moved to where your ear is, so call that 4 inches, 5 inches, you know, somewhere in that range. That's an acceptable sway to the right. And again, say on the way through, you want to at least get your nose back to where it started or moving toward your left ear so that you're moving toward the target.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you a question. A couple days ago, U.S. Open local qualifying began. It's at a ton of different sites. Over 9,000 players, Brian.
Yeah.
Trying to move on. I understand this is a national championship.
Anybody can win.
But you guys shooting in the mid-90s out there. Does it need to be weeded down? Or are you okay with it?
I have two feelings about that. Yes, I'm okay with it in the sense that those monies allow that event to happen. So as far out as they take that, you know, to the players shooting 90, those dollars are allowing this event to continue on and help that grow. The bad part is you're right. Somebody that actually has a true chance at it has a harder time playing with somebody shooting 90. So I don't want to see that either.
But you do have to be of a certain handicap to even get in.
Yeah, and for the same reason that, you know, we all know that 14 handicapper that's really a 7. There's also 14 handicappers that say they're zeros. So that's not a good scenario either. So I don't want to see that happen. In the past, I know the USGA kept track of that, and they would, if somebody shot 90, if they signed up again in succession years, they would take them out. They would send them a letter back and say, sorry, here's your entry fee back. We can't have you.
Right.
Yeah.
I got to ask this question now that Rick's back in the studio with us. It's only May 2nd.
Yes.
Rick Swann has had two of the worst bunker lies I've ever seen in golf history.
Well, once the challenge was put forth that I could not plug the ball.
You had to go backwards in the bunker.
Yeah, it was the first time they said it's hard to plug in these things. I plugged 2 seconds later on my drive right under the lip, and that, for the first time in my life, I had to hit backwards into the trap.
Right. And you can take an unplayable lie.
He took one last time. He took the unplayable.
I did.
You do have to drop it in the bunker.
Oh, I did not do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
DQ.
Thank God I didn't beat Scott that day.
And this time of year,
doesn't count.
The superintendents are replacing sand in bunkers this time of year, too. So they are all going to feel a little soft right now. During the winter, when we have high winds, you know, the sand will blow out of the bunkers all winter long.
Okay.
So they have to put that sand back at some point. So we're at that point right now. They're putting extra sand into the bunkers. And until we get some rain, which we haven't had, they're going to feel a little fluffy right now. So your odds of getting a fried egg in the bunker are very high right now.
These were right under that lip.
We couldn't even find it. I barely found the top of the ball.
I got mad at you for finding it.
Yeah.
right.
There it is.
Yeah, in that case, that's probably better off taking an unplayable lie and making your drop. Next year when the rules change, the drop won't be so bad. You're actually going to be able to go an inch above the ground and let go.
But see, there's a rule I did not know. Because I went back out away from the green into the grass and dropped.
Yeah. Right
but
now the rules
need to
say
drop
the bunker.
In,
you got to drop it in the bunker.
Into the bunker.
Yeah.
Mark, you've had this idea. Maybe the next show in 2 weeks, we do a rules show.
Yeah.
We've got a topic today.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Yeah, and it relates to cart paths. And if you're, Brian, if you're on the cart path or your stance is on the cart path that interferes, I assume you can get a free drop, but not just anywhere.
Right. I feel the cart path is one of the most abused rules as to where they drop the ball from. In competition, obviously more pointed amongst friends, you know, if y'all agree, fine. I'm not saying abuse the rules, but I just want you to have fun. But in actual competition, or if you're following the rules of golf, the way the cart path works is you just don't get relief in any direction you feel like you get your relief from.
Right.
So if you're a right-handed player or a left-handed player, that makes a difference. That can make a huge difference where you're at. So if you take a cart path that's along the edge of a golf course, is the easiest example, and a right-handed player, the cart path is on the left side of the golf course, then there's bushes on the left side of that cart path, and everything past that is out of bounds possibly. Or you're just into the woods or something, because usually anything left of that path is something else.
Right.
If your ball's on that path and you're a right-handed player, your closest point of relief is on the left side of that path, because that's only 3 or 4 inches from the path.
Right in the
bush. Closest point of relief.
Right in the bushes.
That's in the bushes.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
Right. So that's where you have to drop the ball. There's nothing that says because you're on the cart path you get free relief from the bushes.
You can also hit it off the path, right?
You can hit it off the path, right? Play it as it lies. And so players have to start understanding that. So if you're the same position and you're a left-handed player, their spot is on the right side of that path because they're left-handed.
Mm.
And I think we've heard no closer to the hole.
And no closer to the hole, correct. So you'd mark your spot on the cart path where your ball lies and then go to the closest point of relief, no closer to the hole. So for a right-handed player, most likely that's the left side of the path. And gotcha. So then you get your stance and one club length from that position.
Mm-hmm. What'd you learn about bunkers today, Rick?
Don't hit in them. I just got to stop hitting into those. Yeah,
right. They are a hazard.
You're not supposed to.
Well, I told him you just kind of chop right down.
You
on
told
it,
me a lot
it'll
of things.
Pop up.
Yeah,
we were tied at the turn, Brian.
Oh.
We were tied at the turn, and I hit a good drive on 10. And he said, "Today could be the day." And you got to stop saying that.
Well, that's why he says it.
I know. But as soon as he said that, I tensed up.
I know what buttons to push, man.
You need to leave your Bose headphones in your bag, so then if you start getting close, you just put those on.
Don't say today could be the day. All right. I got to deal with that later.
That's funny.
That'll be good. But, yeah, we'll be back in a couple of weeks, and maybe we'll do some rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit. And. Amongst other things on the program. And I know a lot of folks, Kranich Tour, the Finkbein tournament's coming up this weekend. I'm playing, Rick's playing, so we'll have a good time down there. And
like you said, Brian, just play it as many as you can just to get the feel, you know?
Yes.
That's what we're doing this year.
That's the goal.
Absolutely. And as many events as you can play in, that'll get you, your heart will run different, everything. You'll just get used to it.
Right.
Yeah, and it'll be fun. It'll be a good time out there and looking forward to it. So we'll be back here in a couple of weeks. Wells Fargo is this weekend. Great field. Zach is not playing, though, which surprises me a little bit. Justin Thomas won the PGA here last year. Rory has won twice here. And it's interesting. Rory said today, Rory is very forthcoming. He said he went into a little bit of a funk after that final round at the Masters,
right,
that he's just starting to get out of now. It's refreshing to hear a golfer say that it did affect him.
And say he's human.
He's human.
Yeah. I love it.
I think it's very therapeutic.
And I think more of them have those feelings than they let you know.
Yeah. Well, I agree. Tiger Mania back this weekend, so we'll see.
Tiger TV.
Tiger TV. Jim Nance will not be on vacation this week for this one. Hello, friends. He will be back in Charlotte, the Queen City, as he calls it, for this one. But we'll talk to you in a couple weeks, Brian. Always a pleasure. And everybody get out there and play now that the weather's turned.
Yes, definitely. It is gorgeous out, and the golf courses are ready for you.
They are.
Yeah, that's the big thing. So thank you for stopping by. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
My pleasure.
All right. Coming up tomorrow, Smokin' Dave Kokin from Las Vegas is going to join us. We will talk about the comments by former Wisconsin basketball player Nigel Hayes. And we'll talk about that, get your views on it tomorrow on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Twins were a winner earlier on today, and the Twins got the victory over Toronto 4-0. Mark, we will see you coming up tomorrow.
Hit 'em straight, everyone.
Yeah, hit 'em straight and not a lot. That's the best way to approach it out there. All right, so for all our guests, Scott Unash, thanking you for joining us for Caddy Smack in the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.